Welcome to this Thursday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and with me in studio is Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, yesterday I certainly enjoyed listening to Ron Blue talk about retirement.
He's got such great credibility, wonderful life experience, and he has a unique ability to speak to the practical and spiritual issues all at the same time. Ron is just a great encouragement.
Well, I know that many were encouraged by Ron's talk on retirement, but I know from the emails that we get and the letters that we receive here, many of our listeners are having a difficult time not worrying about retirement. They're just trying to get through the end of the month.
Yeah, how do I get through the day in some cases, Dave?
Sure.
Estimates are that 42% of all Americans spend more than they earn, and that's a deadly trap. Many people don't even realize they spend more than they earn. And so I want to talk to those people who feel financial pressure, financial stress every single day of their life. And I want to give some very practical ways to do something about your finances right now, because I believe with God's help and following His ways, anybody can turn their financial situation around and can prepare for the future when they may be able to actually retire. And it may seem like a completely impossible dream right now, but if you take the step that you need to take today, it's actually possible to be prepared for future retirement.
Chuck, I'm looking forward to that teaching. Give us an idea of what we'll be learning today.
Well, Dave, when God first gave me the inspiration, the idea to develop a money map, I had a very specific goal in mind, and that was to simplify the process. When you say finances, and the topic is so big and so vast, and it goes so many different directions, and sometimes the language and even the words that are used, people don't understand them. And I felt like if we could simplify it to a step-by-step process that was easy to understand and easy to implement, and have the power of knowing the next step. In other words, where do I start? Where do I go next? And what happens after that? If I could see it all in one continuous stream, then I would know where I fit into that picture, where I needed to go, and what I needed to do to be successful. So when we come back, I want to talk about, where do you start? Why would you want to go down this journey? What's your real motivation? We're going to drill down on that. And then we're going to talk about setting priorities, establishing a plan, and following through with it. Because no matter who you are, no matter how big your problems are, you can have success in turning your finances around.
Well, thanks, Chuck. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, Chuck Bentley will help you start turning your finances around. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we're going to talk about how to turn your finances around. And the reason we want to talk about this is because sometimes it seems like an elusive goal. It almost seems like other people can do it, but you can't. And maybe you've tried before. Maybe you've tried many, many different things in your life. And in some ways, it runs parallel with what people experience when they try to diet or to lose weight. You know, I was reading a neat article the other day about a company that runs infomercials nationwide for weight loss programs, and they surveyed what were the top response messages for getting people to actually sign up to go on their program. And they kind of stumbled on this because they were talking to one of the people who had actually lost a lot of weight through their program, and this person said, you know, I did it because I knew that it would improve my relationship with my husband. And so they took that and they shared that testimony on the air. And it turned out that was a huge motivator for change, that people were more motivated to change for the benefit of somebody else than they were even for themselves. In other words, they clearly understood that they wanted to lose weight for a purpose. And that purpose was to improve their relationship. So let's talk about your finances in that same context. Why would you want to turn your finances around? Ask yourself that question. What is the real purpose? What is the real reason? Because you certainly don't want to do it just because I think it's a good idea. You don't even want to do it just because maybe you've seen somebody else do it. Are you in pain? I mean, are you experiencing endless amounts of stress and pressure and fatigue and loss of your hopes and dreams? Are you just in bondage? Are you tired of being in bondage? Or do you want to please God? Do you really have a desire that God sets you on this earth to fulfill His purposes, but you're not able to do it and you want to get out of that trap? Or maybe your real motivation is you want to serve other people. As you look around you, you see people you want to help, or you go to church and you hear about other people experiencing joy and they're giving and they're participating in all these neat missions and all these other things, and you're not able to do it. And you're tired of that feeling. Or maybe you're sensing that hard times are coming. And you're one of those people who are looking at all the economic indicators and you're saying, you know, it's not going to always be the way it used to be. And I'd better get my house in order. I feel something stirring inside me that says, don't keep doing it the same old way. Well, those are the kind of questions. If you answer those, then you're defining the real purpose. What's the real reason? What's your driving motivation for change? And it's so important to define that for yourself, not for me, not for someone else, but for yourself. What has God stirred in your heart? Maybe right now while you're listening, why do I need to go down this journey? Because can I tell you this? It's going to wear off unless you know the why. You're going to start again, and then you're going to get into the middle of it, or something's going to get hard, and you're going to quit. And you're not going to turn your finances around because you don't know why you're doing it. But if you can discover why, then suddenly it starts to make sense. And you know what really motivates you? And you understand that you're actually being stirred inside your soul to accomplish something for the benefit of why God put you here on earth. That's your purpose. And out of that understanding of why, you start to get clarity with your life purpose. Why God put you here on earth. And that's what's going to drive you to stay after it when you know the purpose. And when you've got that figured out of that why, once you've discovered that why, then you have to set a goal. Now, a goal needs to be specific. It needs to be bound by time, and it needs to be measurable. Now, if you've just joined us, you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and I'm Chuck Bentley, and today I'm sharing some ways to turn around your finances. And we've said you've got to start with the why, the purpose. What's the reason? Because that's a compelling driver that keeps you going down the course. Now, once you've got that, you set this goal, and it's specific, time-bound, and measurable. So it needs to be something like this. I want to have $10,000 more in annual income by the end of next year. Okay? That is specific, a number. It's bound by time. You know when you want to do it. And you can measure if you accomplish that. That's a good goal. And then you need to say why. Because, and fill in the blank. Or here's another one. I want my savings to be 10% of my gross income each year beginning in January 2010. All right? That's specific. It's time-bound and it's measurable. And then go ahead and say why. Why do you want to save 10% of your gross pay? Or I want to be totally out of debt in 7 years. And why? That's how you take the first step. But there's one more part to that first step. If you're going to turn around your finances, you have to take it all the way out to its logical conclusion and say, how will I celebrate if I achieve this goal? You know, God is not against celebrations. In fact, He knows we have an innate need inside of us to celebrate. We have a need to release our joy. And that's why when our favorite team wins or we see our child do something spectacular and wonderful, we jump up and down and celebrate. It's built into us. And so think about, what are you going to do when this journey is completed. When you're actually successful, what are you going to do? You're going to meet your specific goal for the purpose that you established it for, and then how are you going to celebrate? Maybe it's tied in with your purpose. So if your burning desire is to help others, then your celebration is going out and actually helping others. Or if your burning desire, your driving motivation, is to fulfill the dream that God put in your heart, then your celebration is now you're free to start that dream. Or what problem will you solve that you're now free to solve that you weren't free to solve before? That's a great way to celebrate. How can your passion be released when you're financially free? You know, nobody wants to go down this road for more pain. They actually will go down this road to get financially free because they get rid of pain and they start to live their dreams. And God didn't come so that you would live a selfish dream. He didn't come to live for you to live the American dream. He came for you to dream dreams of what He would do through you. And that's what He wants to liberate you to do. Now, after you've decided the purpose, and don't forget the purpose is the why. It's the goal that will get you going in the right direction, specific and measurable, and it's the celebration that goes with that. Then you've got to establish priorities. So we'll go through the why, and now that we've got that, we're going to put priorities around that. And we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about how to establish those priorities, because you'll never be successful getting financially free, even after you have your goal, unless you start with proper prioritization of what it is you want to accomplish. I'm Chuck Bentley. You're listening to Money Life. We'll be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Well, welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we're talking about how to turn around your finances. And we started out with some real specific instruction about determining your why. What is the reason that you would even want to go down this road? And then we said, after you know your why and you've set some goals, you need to establish your priorities. Now, establishing priorities is simply determining what's the most important first step, the one that you can achieve so that you feel good about it and you get some early success that will make the most difference. You know, sometimes we set unrealistic priorities. So we say, we're going to pay off the house in 1 year. Well, you're probably not going to do that. But that may not even be your best priority. You know, when you're thinking about turning around your finances and it seems so overwhelming and your debt seems so outrageous, or maybe it's your income seems so outrageously low, whatever the problem it is, it's just like eating an elephant. You have to start by taking one bite at a time. And that sounds so overused, but the truth is you have to begin. It will never go away unless you take that step. So now, in establishing your priorities, don't rule out that having an improved offense may be the best strategy for you. Maybe you do need to earn more money. Maybe you do need to start a business. Maybe you do need to improve how you make investments. That may be the very best way to turn it around. And then again, you may need to improve your defense. And I look at defense as you've already earned the money, and now you need to use it wisely to get rid of debt, to improve your savings, or to spend it more wisely. That's a good defense. Now, if you're doing well in both of those, but you're still stuck, Maybe you've got a lot of money and you're listening today and you say, hey, neither one of those are my issues. Well, your goal may best be achieved if you improve the focus on how you use it to fulfill God's purposes for your life. You may need to improve your giving. You may need to improve your ability to serve others. How you invest your time and talents now that you've been provided for. Now, here's an example. Some of you are simply underachievers, and you need some encouragement. You're afraid to take a big step. Maybe your finances have been an area of huge pain for you, or you're just spinning out of control, and you have no idea where the money comes from, where it goes, and in some ways it may have control over you. Now, in order to turn it around, you have to determine what's the first step and write that down and decide that's what I'm going to do first. Now, here's what many people do first is they decide to get out of debt. So if you've got consumer debt and it's burning a hole in you, start with a small bill, start with a small credit card, and get it paid off. That's how you prioritize. Maybe it's to pay your house off. Maybe it's to pay your cars off. Now, if you've got your purpose and you've got your priorities, here's the next step. Make a plan. You've got to know where the money is going first, especially if you're going to improve your defense. I just read a wonderful article by a former editor of the Wall Street Journal, and he said here's the simplest advice he could give you to turn your finances around. You know what he said? This is a former editor of the leading financial publication in the world. He said, buy a stack of 3x5 cards and carry a 3x5 card with you every day and write down every time you spend money and on what you spent that money on. At the end of the day or week or month, look at what you spent, analyze where it went, and subtract it against your actual take-home income. He said, that's the wisest first step you could take. And, you know, I kind of laughed because I thought I was going to get something really sophisticated. But you and I can do that. And, in fact, if we skip over that, we don't have any plan at all because we don't know where the money's going. He said that he and his wife saved $10,000 in their current income the first year that they both began carrying around these 3x5 cards. And they would sit down and look at where they spent the money and how they could stop spending some of that money needlessly. And it got to where they didn't want to write anything on their card. And before they would spend it, they go, I don't want to tell, you know, that's not a good place to spend it. The little 3x5 card method, it would cost you almost nothing. So you need to know where it's going. We can also help you with that. You can go to crown.org and download a free spending plan. We've got those forms available for you. We've got Money Map software. We've got the wonderful interactive envelope system that will help you. But automate as much as possible so that you know where the money's going. Now, next is you need to find a partner. Find someone who will go down this journey with you. Whether you're single or married, find somebody who can do it with you. You know, I used to run marathons, and it's much easier running a long distance if somebody's going to go with you. If you're single, ask a friend who's single, find a mentor, an older person at church, start a group, start a lunch group. Find somebody who's interested in going down this road with you, just like we offer a budget coach online for free. Ask them if they'll go with you. Now that you've got a partner, plan time in your schedule because this is going to take some time, whether it's meeting every Saturday morning or emailing or doing a monthly review or an annual weekend. So let me go over those steps with you one more time. The first step is to answer why. Why in the world would you want to turn your finances around? Answer that question and be honest. Define your purpose and set your goals around your purposes. Second, define your priorities. Know exactly what you need to do. What's most important? Is it offense, defense, or purpose? And get focused on doing something that you know will encourage you with that very first step. And then third, develop a plan. Actually map out how you need to go forward. And then fourth, get a partner. And once you've got a partner in place and you've got somebody that's going to help you go down this journey together, someone to talk to, someone to encourage you, someone to be accountable with and to share the celebrations and the victories and the setbacks with, you're ready to go. And the final step, and it's not to be underestimated, is to pray. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about how to pray for your finances and tell you a story of a couple who did just that and what God did in their life. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we're talking about how to turn around your finances. And you know, I've seen this in my years in this ministry over and over and over again, that once you define your purpose, once you establish your priorities, once you get on a plan, and once you find somebody that's really willing to help you, then you turn it over to God. And you begin to pray, and there's no telling what's going to happen. And that's the big differentiator. You know, our differentiator isn't that we're just smarter than the world. It's that we have the Holy Spirit to help us do things that may seem impossible. You could put all of these things together I just talked about, but unless you actually pray and turn it over to God, you're not really ready to start the journey. But I've seen people over and over again do just this. They get this all started, and then suddenly God starts to do things that they could have never dreamed or imagined. Here's a story. I was sitting in the back of the room at a church, and there was a lot of people giving testimony about doing these very things. They'd started their plan, they'd started working down this road, and they were getting up and telling what God had done. And one of them got up and said, about 2 years ago, we made our plan as a husband and wife. We had terrible financial problems. We had arguments. We had stress all the time. We were always behind. We never had any money to do anything. We were always going in more debt. And so we started on this plan. We got so motivated, got 2 years into it. And the man said, my wife came home and said, honey, guess what? God's leading me to quit my job and stay home. And he said, really? Did God tell you what he was going to do about the $35,000 in credit card debt we have? She said, no, but I'm sure he said that. I've been praying about it. We've been so faithful for 2 years. And that's what I want to happen. And I know God's in it. And he said, well, honey, I don't believe so. She said, well, you just need to trust me because I'm coming home. So she left her job. And you know what happened? He lost his job. He lost his job right after she said God was leading her to come home. And he said, see there, God wasn't in this. Now we neither one have a job, and we've got $35,000 in credit card debt. And she was actually hurt, but she said, I really think God is in this, honey, and that we just need to be faithful and stay on our plan and not give up. And he said, well, I'm going to try to get a job as soon as possible and make some more money because we're in trouble. Within 2 weeks, he got a call from a headhunter who said, I need your skill. I found a place for you. And by the way, if you're interested in this job, there's a $35,000 signing bonus. God provided in the most unbelievable way. 2 years after getting on their plan, they became debt-free. Don't forget to pray. You can do it. You can turn it around because God wants you to be free.
Well, he certainly does. And one way to reach financial freedom is to follow the money map Chuck talked about earlier today. And you can find the money map at crown.org. By the way, if you missed a portion of today's program, you can always hear it online at crown.org. You can also sign up for the free podcast while you're at crown.org as well. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.